WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
It's the golden rule of healthcare. Treat our patients as we would wish to be treated ourselves. Dr. Emily Sedgwick is the Executive Chief Medical Officer for UK Healthcare and Professor of Radiology here at UK, and I talked with her recently about an article she wrote a couple of years ago with colleagues, How Care Redesign and Process Improvement Can Reduce Patient Fear. Well, Emily, thank you very much for talking with me today. A subject that you and I talked a moment ago offline about is sort of that golden rule of medicine, how we want for our patients what we would want for ourselves and our loved ones. And you and colleagues wrote a paper a couple of years ago about just that, about how care redesign and process improvement can reduce patient fear. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. I am a diagnostic radiologist, a breast imaging specialist by training, and I was living in Houston, Texas at the time, and working for one of the big hospitals there, when I observed that if you were a doctor's wife or if you were a doctor and there was anything wrong on your mammogram, then everything got taken care of in the same day. And I said, well, how come we're not providing the VIP treatment for every person, regardless of whether they are in the medical community? And they had said, oh, it's a scheduling thing, it's a billing thing. But really, when it came down to it, it was a doctor-centric thing. And so I had the opportunity to move to another large hospital system. And when I was recruited over there to help run their breast programs, I had said, hey, I think I have a way that women should be treated. And they had said, oh, well, you know, if you can make it happen, go for it. And I was really lucky and also quite naive, because at the time I didn't understand that I would need to learn about care redesign and change management and CPT codes and marketing and compliance. But after several months, we were able to create a same-day breast biopsy program where women would come into our department and we would interpret the images real time. And if she needed any additional images, we were able to provide those images, an ultrasound, and a biopsy all on the same day. And the team worked with the pathology department, and we were able to get the preliminary results of whether it's cancer or not on the next business day. So we were able to call them the next day with the results.
And it really is sort of a medical choreography, I guess, or to use a different metaphor, a juggling act, because you're having to bring together people from vastly different walks of medicine in order to coordinate all this.
Yes, but I think when you're working with a healthcare team, they all want to do the right thing for the patient. And if you're able to bring it to a patient-centered focus and articulate the why as being perceiving care from the patient's perspective, people can really rally around that. And then they're able to put aside whatever barriers they may have or work together to resolve issues in a way that puts the patient at the center of the care.
And I'm sure your experience in other states is analogous to what we have here, where we're not just talking about patients coming from different parts of Lexington. They're coming from all over Kentucky and from out of state for care here. So the logistics of them going home and then coming back could be quite daunting and painful.
It's true, but I really saw it as an opportunity. I think that the University of Kentucky is a wonderful institution. The fact that the health colleges are co-located is a tremendous opportunity to have multidisciplinary care, because really healthcare is a team sport these days. And by having them located so in such close proximity, it really will be very helpful to redesign care to serve patients who are transferred to us.
That's always been something that I've celebrated in the now 25 years I've been back at UK, is that proximity where if I need to talk to a colleague, we don't necessarily have to pick up a phone. We can easily actually get to each other's office and coordinate that care.
It's true. And it's one of the reasons that within the first 2 months of me getting here, I reached out to the deans of the other health colleges to understand what their needs were and how UK Healthcare can closely collaborate with them to develop more patient-centered care.
Well, and you and I had also mentioned offline that I've always said that my most important lesson in medical school was being a patient. And I had that empathy thrust upon me as a 21-year-old. And I wonder if in your education of not just radiology residents, but medical students and others, is that an integral part of your teaching, sort of asking them to put themselves in the patient's shoes?
Certainly. I would say that one of the things that I learned pretty early on was the importance of reaching across generations in order to change the culture. And so early in my career in Houston, I collaborated with the Institute for Healthcare Improvement Open School, which is a medical school organization in the Texas Medical Center. And we created the Quality Improvement and Patient Safety Conference, which grew to be the largest patient safety conference in the Texas Medical Center. And it was such a great thing because it really was along the continuum of education from students to residents to fellows to faculty. And it was interdisciplinary as well. So we would have a formal lecture style conference, and we would pair it with a poster conference that was composed of all different types of healthcare providers so we could share our learnings across the Texas Medical Center.
Emily, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd want our listeners to know about before we part?
I think that, especially as an executive CMO, I'm realizing that there are system issues that need to be considered and addressed before we can realize widespread care design. We need to take in account other stakeholders' concerns and perspectives. So for me, and when I was in Houston, it was a very narrow scope. And so I was able to realize change very quickly. I think that we have the right people at the table here at UK Healthcare and that they want to redesign the care. And it's important that we're able to listen to our patients, their families, the community, and also other healthcare professionals to ensure that they're perspectives and insights are included in the care redesign.
My thanks today to Dr. Emily Sedgwick, Executive Chief Medical Officer for UK Healthcare and Professor of Radiology at the UK College of Medicine, for talking with me about that golden rule of medicine, treating others as we would want our loved ones or ourselves treated. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.